Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Today on our show, Eric will stress the importance of how forward thinking and implementing those right strategies could help offset inflation and higher taxes that you will surely face in retirement, hopefully keeping thousands of dollars in your pockets over your lifetime. Here's the number to reach out to us, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You will hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you plan out, map out your retirement. This is complimentary. It's something he's offering to you on our show today, and it's something that he does with every retiree that he works with. So again, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric. How you doing?
Hey, Luann. Kind of a crazy time, right? Because we're starting to hopefully round the curve here and things look like they're all doing good and economy's starting to, you know, get back on track. Things are starting to open up. So, you know, it's one of those times where, you know, you kind of go, everything's smooth sailing. So what should I be watching out for? You know,
so, exactly.
And, you know, there was a hedge fund that just blew up and there was actually Federal Reserve Powell was on 60 Minutes even talking about that he was kind of amazed that this one hedge fund that blew up could cost several banks, you know, multiple billions of dollars in losses. And they said they're going to start working on that and figuring that out. Well, it's already happened, right? And how many more times is it going to happen? And you can't try to research it after the fact. You know, what are you doing? Why are you watching our money? Are you protecting us? So at the same time, you didn't think that there's any asset bubbles or that they don't even, you know, really worry about asset bubbles because they worry more about what's happening with the economy. You know, the two do go kind of hand in hand. When one thing blows up, the other one tends to blow up, right? So yeah, I think this is a good time to be enjoying the things that are going positive, but also not letting your guard down because this might be the better time to actually be positioning things for the future.
Right. And okay, so CNBC reported that March brought the strongest manufacturing growth in more than 37 years. So that's awesome. But it has a lot of people speculating that inflation is going to become a real concern here. And of course, with the coronavirus, we had demand and limited supplies. So what is this going to mean for investors, savers? How can we counter the effects of inflation, Eric?
Well, you can't do that putting anything in a bank. So, yeah, you can put a couple months, you know, emergency expenses in there. But once you go beyond that, you know, if you want something money safer, some foundational money, as I like to call it, banks and the U.S. government are not the places. Really, it's only insurance companies left that have decent interest rates there. So you got to be earning at least 2.5-3% or something or more on your money because, you know, you'll just lose it to inflation as things get more expensive. That purchasing power will just get eroded. And so, yeah, you're going to have the same amount of dollars, but they're just not going to buy as much. So now is the time to be really, you know, taking some of that money off the table that's sitting there, that's emergency funds, and saying, okay, let's figure out where some better places are. I'm not saying it's going stock market risk or go crazy, but we just need to make sure that you're, you know, getting what you should be getting versus, you know, that point whatever, right? 0.1, you know, or 0.001 or, you know, some of these super low rates. Yeah, you need to earn more than that.
So not only is our manufacturing experiencing a boom, but even the International Monetary Fund announced that our economy is growing at its fastest pace, Eric, since 1984. Then on the flip side, it warned us that interest rates could rise sharply if we see these high levels of inflation. So help us unpack it all here. What should retirees and soon-to-be retirees be most concerned about?
Well, they should always be concerned about the same thing. It's having a plan. You know, these little blips in the economy, good, bad, or indifferent, are meaningless unless you have a plan, right? So if you have a plan, you don't have to worry about it, but because you've got a plan for all those different contingencies, right? So that's fine. Just like a pilot's got a checklist and goes through all that stuff, you know, that's something that you need to have too, is you need to have that checklist to go over and say, hey, oh, I'm covered here. Oh no, I have to do something here. And then if the economy does great, hey, we know how to react. We know what to do. If the economy goes bad, you know, if the rates go up, inflation goes up, you know, we've got plans for this. So, you know, it all comes down to having that foundational money there, some guaranteed stuff, some steady income money that's earning, you know, usually about 5, 6, 7%, and it's not, you know, in the market daily. And then also having those market funds be in the right positions. But again, a lot of people aren't looking at their income plan. They're not looking at their investment plan, and definitely not looking at the tax plan. So, you know, really you got to look at all those areas to combined. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is, you know, as we look at all that and we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So one of the things you can do is if you want to get a checklist that kind of gives you a score so you can go through it and see, have I done this? Have I done that? And look at all those things. All you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also I want to mention, you'll see there, Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. And Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've talked about this on our shows before. Studies show that people who don't have a plan for their financial future are not going to have the success that others have. So if you want solid, personal, independent advice, give Eric a call. He's here for you. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So we've been talking about manufacturing and how it's doing so well. The Biden administration's infrastructure plan, all these projects, the money has to come from somewhere. How can we make sure that we're not paying any more taxes than we have to? What is it that you do for your retirees? Because you have strategies that you help them come up with.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some great tax tools. And if your financial advisor is not giving you tax advice, you know, it's kind of like your doctor only looking at your left side of your body and ignoring the right. I mean, what's the point?
right? Yeah.
So everything you do financially has a tax effect. And if your accountant's saying, oh, I don't do investment advice, and your financial advisor is saying, I don't do tax advice, it's like, hello, you know, can somebody here help us with all of it? And so that's so, so critical, is how do you pay the least tax over your lifetime? I don't want my clients to pay the least tax this year. I want them to pay the least tax over their lifetime. And lots of times people are asking, how do I pay the least tax this year? Well, the problem with that is, well, if you pay twice as much in the future because you save tax today. So that's one of the things we're like looking at Roth IRAs, looking at other tax efficient investments. How, you know, what are other things that you can be putting your money into that the government's not going to be able to raid later on to pay for stimulus after stimulus after stimulus, right? I mean, how are we going to pay all this back? Well, the national debt has almost gone up 50%, you know, just since 2017. I mean, that's scary. So, you know, how are we going to pay all that back? At some point, this credit card bill is coming due. So, you know, and your taxes are going to be where they're going to go for it. So, yeah, having a tax plan is super, super critical. This is one of these things where right now it's taxes are on sale. So, you know, that's why I have a special offer for listeners today's show. If you just call and set up a visit. Yeah, what we'll do is we'll go over that retirement tax analysis. You know, we can look at your overall picture there and how much money can you save on those? What kind of tax strategies can you do to minimize your retirement tax bill based on your situation? It's not a cookie cutter kind of approach. It's a very specific looking at your actual tax return and saying, okay, here's the things that, you know, you need to be paying attention to. Here's where your assets are. This is how much tax you're going to have. And again, it's no cost, no obligation. It's only for listeners for today's show, and we can, you know, do it for you if at least, you know, you've got at least a $250,000 saved for retirement. So all you have to do is give us a call right now at 800-454-1184. Again, call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Janine will call you back, set up a time with you. Or if you want to book directly online, you can book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're going to take a quick break here, but Wealth Creator Radio, we'll be right back with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar being held April 20th. 21st at 6 p.m. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you some help with your retirement strategy. Now, if the thought of outliving your savings keeps you up at night, do not worry, you're not alone, all right? That fear of outliving retirement savings is the number one fear of most retirees. So today we're going to discuss how we can help address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. Eric, what would you say are the biggest concerns that your clients have about retirement?
Well, obviously, the what you just said there, the outliving your money is always a big, huge one. Yeah, always going to be a nervous thing. And just the fact of not having a paycheck. Mm-hmm. The funniest one I probably ever heard was one of my clients kind of compared it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off that cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. And, you know, somehow he always stays upright and doesn't fall for a while and then finally falls. That's what it kind of felt like when he first retired because of, where's the money going to come? Where, there's no set check and all that stuff. And, the other thing, of course, is, healthcare and taxes. Healthcare is going up. Taxes will be going up. Those are both things we don't want to have to go up. You want your portfolio to go up, right? Interest rates to go up. Those things don't always necessarily work out as much as taxes and healthcare going up, right? So that's one of the other big scares for a lot of people right now, is especially with what the government's given away and the growth of the national debt. And if you ever go to usdebtclock.org, you can see the latest debt numbers. And, it's astounding how fast that thing's grown. And so that's one of the things that, how are they going to pay that back, right? I mean, this is stuff that the government keeps putting stuff on the credit card and, they're not even making the minimum payment. They're just doing interest only. And so how's that going to play out in the end, right? And, our tax is going to keep going up and they're very likely to. So the more stuff that you can move to tax-friendly, tax-free, the better off you're going to be, because then you know how much money is yours. The part that people don't always think about is the fact that, if you've got a house and you got a mortgage, you know how much equity you have. I don't ever hear anybody talking about how much equity they have in their 401ks, their IRAs. They just talk about their balance. Well, that balance ain't yours. There's the U.S. government standing in the way, and odds are your state, especially here in California, is going to take a big chunk. So how is that going to play out? And if those numbers change, it doesn't matter if you earned a whole bunch more money, because they're going to take a bigger percentage and that may actually eat up a lot of your earnings. So yeah, those are things that people need to have a plan for, really.
So many of us don't have pensions anymore. That's just kind of a thing right now that's been happening. How do you know? How does someone know if they've saved enough and they're not going to outlive their money?
Well, those are kind of two different things, right? Saved enough and outliving your money. You may have saved enough, you thought, but then you may still outlive your money, right? Because healthcare and other things get, as things improve, we might live longer. And you also might just start spending more. So where you thought you had enough and then all of a sudden you, started buying had one RV that he bought, and then his brother, my uncle, said, your RV is too small, so he bought another one, which was dumb. And there's things that people do in retirement, where they do it for fun, and then they kind of keep spending, and then all of a sudden, 5-10 years later, they're like, hold it, how much money do you have left? Where they may have had enough, but things didn't work out right, or they spent too much, right? And so one of the ways that you can, you can actually kind of build your own pension, that is probably one of the things that I think most people have to do. I mean, if you look at a lot of these academic studies, especially in financial planning, kind of trade journal type stuff, a lot of stuff that university type people have done, almost all of these say there is no way for you to successfully retire without having some guaranteed lifetime income beyond Social Security. So if you don't have that pension, so Social Security is an annuity, pension's a form of an annuity. If you don't have, if you don't want to only depend on the government and you don't have a pension from some other source, That means you need an annuity. Annuity means a series of payments for the rest of your life. You need one of those for yourself. And more people need those. And so that's one of the big keys. And you know, there's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of tricks, a lot of little things, little gotchas that you have to watch out for, especially if you're wanting a variable annuities. Almost never makes sense for this type of planning. Really, we're talking about the fixed and typically fixed index type. And you know, there's a lot of great tools out there, but you got to make sure it's the right one for your time frame and for what you want. And does it grow or does it stay flat and stay, you know, there's a lot of different ins and outs, but you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually help you figure out how much that income security is. You know, how much money are you going to have? You know, what's going to be that cash flow from all the investments that you have coming in? And is it going to be enough? We can only do with so much with what you got, right? So it's kind of like, you know, you can only have that engine run so fast and at peak performance. So how do we get that up to that level? And what is that number? And is it good enough? If it's not good enough, then you may have to work a little bit longer, right? So or change some analysis or, you know, retire someplace cheaper, right? So there's a lot of things you can do. But knowing that ahead of time is the big critical factor. So, you know, if you want to get that income security analysis to make sure you go, oh man, we know we're actually set. And boy, for my clients that know that, it is amazing how much less stress they are. And that's why we call our process the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, is because we want you to worry less. There's plenty of stuff in the world to worry about. let's try to make your portfolio one less one. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you know, right now we're not charging any fee or any planning costs for doing this initial study. So what we'll do is we'll have a first meeting. We'll just go through that. We can do it a quick phone call if you want, you know, or do a little bit longer one. We can do it in person or on Zoom. And again, we'll first find out what are you worried, what's your concerns, and then we're going to build that income, investment, tax, a healthcare and legacy plan. And you have one already, you just don't know what it is. So we'll show you what you have. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some issues that you have. Here's some things that you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. But you know, once you have that data, once you know that, you're going to be so much more comfortable and so much more knowledgeable. So it's a great thing to do, great thing to take care of yourself. So why don't you give us a call, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message and we'll give you a call back at 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, tell us then where Social Security fits into your overall process when you're planning a retirement plan.
Well, obviously it is a big chunk of change. I mean, people kind of sometimes say it's not that much money, but if you often figure out how much you'd have to have in the bank or in some sort of investment portfolio to equal that money, it's probably about $500,000. So yeah, it's definitely important. It's part of that income plan. It's part of that stable, steady income money. But a lot of times that gap is so big, we need to have some other sources of guaranteed lifetime income. So we hunt that down. We create that for people. And that way they don't have to worry and depend on the stock market so much. I mean, if you're worried about the stock market day to day for the rest of your lifetime and how it affects your paycheck, you know, your money to live on, that's not going to be a good lifestyle. That will not be a fun retirement if you're having to see what you can do today, depending on what the market did that morning or that night before, right? So, yeah, you don't want to do that. So you want to have some good foundational income coming in with Social Security and some other guaranteed lifetime money. You want to have some steady income money that's paying some good, you know, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% dividends on ideally a monthly basis that's not in the market. And then have the money in the market, you know, but most people have it all backward, you know, when you're working. So, you know, you got to fix that balance, and that's really key. And so that's why we have the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth that we can create for people. Again, all you have to do is if you want to do that, no cost right now. We're waiving the planning fee for radio listeners or podcast listeners. So, you know, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book an appointment right directly there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, things like that. Because wouldn't you like to worry less? And one of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind is your concern about the high cost of healthcare in retirement. It's no wonder, because Fidelity estimates that the average 65-year-old couple can expect to spend $285,000 on healthcare in retirement. That doesn't even include the cost of long-term care. Let's go over again what some of the strategies are that you use to help cover healthcare costs in retirement.
Well, probably the simplest one is just what you said. Knowing about it, right? One of the worst things that happens is surprises, right? A lot of people in retirement like RVs, and when we bought our used RV, one of the first things I bought it was an extended warranty. They come out and inspect your RV to make sure, you know, everything's in working condition so you don't, you know, screw them over, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, you know, have all a bunch of claims. And literally like 4 days later, our stairs that retract and open and close stopped working. And a couple of days after that, our one AC unit went out. So then had to heavily question me about, you know, about what happened. Was this broken before? I'm like, no, you guys had your guy inspected.
Yeah.
It all worked then. It just was luck of the draw. Thankfully, we known enough people with RVs that there's a lot of issues that go along with those, because it's kind of like your house, but bouncing down the street and taking a lot of abuse, right? So that was one of the good things that we're very glad that I bought that now, and it's helping cover a lot of those repair costs. And same thing with healthcare. I mean, if you don't have that in the budget, it can really mess you up. I mean, I have one client who's been very frugal. They kind of just like to hang out. They're not people who travel a ton or anything. And you know, she was saying that since her house paid off and stuff, she figures she live on $3,000 a month, which seemed pretty amazingly low to me. Mm-hmm. And she had not even counted Medicare premiums.
Oh, dear.
And Medicare supplement, let alone any health cost at all ever. She's like, well, we're healthy, right? Yeah, but things change. And, you know, so yeah, you have to not only have, because a lot of us have your work paying for your coverage, right? So when you talk about, oh, my pay, you know, my take home check is, you know, whatever. If you need take home pay of you know, $7,000 in retirement, but you're paying for your healthcare before that take home pay, well, you need to add that back in. And for most people, that's going to be at least $500 a month, if not more. And so for a married couple, yeah, you're talking at least $1,000 a month. And then that's, you know, that's part of the $285,000, but that's also not counting, you know, co-pays and, you know, prescriptions and all those fun things, right? And, you know, dental can be very expensive in retirement also, because usually you don't get much of a dental plan, if any. Those are things that you need to be planning on, because if you don't have those and then all of a sudden you get surprised, well, guess what? That starts really messing up your budget and your planning, because, you know, I have one client, she wanted to make sure when she was in the casket, her smile was really big because she had $28,000 in her mouth, as she liked to call it.
Oh, no.
You know, from her dental work.
Dental work, yeah.
Yeah, $28,000 1 year of dental work.
Oh, yikes.
How many people have that in their budget? You know, that might not even be your, that might be more than your travel budget for 2 years, let alone, you know, did you have that at all in there? So those are the things that can really get you. And then, of course, if you have to cash that in out of a portfolio,
well, what does that cost you for the next 10, 20 years? Because that money's not going to grow because you spent it. That's a lot of money, gone. So again, yeah, having that as part of your budget and part of the plan, I think that's probably the most critical thing. There's not much you can do about it. We don't know how much it's going to be or, you know, how much it's going to cost, but at least you have it allocated and, you know, then at least you're not going to be as shocked.
So, Eric, I have kind of a two-part question here. What kinds of health care costs does Medicare cover? And then how can we account for the rest of those expenses?
Yeah, so Medicare is goofy. It covers very specific things like how many pints of blood and how many,
wow.
It's literally everything. Well, I think they still say there's a book. I don't know if there's a real book anymore. It's probably all online, but you know, originally they would tell you if it's not in this book, it doesn't, get covered. Medicare covers the baseline stuff, right? So everybody gets, Part A, which is free, and that's kind of just your hospital stuff. And then Part B is kind of more, more procedure and doctor stuff. And then pretty much everybody has to buy some sort of supplement. Could either be one where, you're getting one of these Advantage plans where it's an HMO and you have to go to their doctors and their list, or one you're paying for. And so that helps you cover a lot of stuff. But again, there's still co-payments, there's still deductibles, or, it's just basically getting back to where you were today, kind of when you're working. And that's all the regular stuff. It does not cover anything in terms of stuff that's not medical, that's chronic. So if you're getting better, if it's something you're improving from, they'll still help pay for that. If it's something you're not getting better from, then they'll stop paying for that. So that's when long-term care kind of kicks in. So there's a thing called tabling off. So if you're not improving by so many days, they'll at some point say, you've tabled off, you're off the Medicare, now it's on to you to pay for it. So a lot of places nowadays, especially hospitals, don't want you in there. It's super, super expensive. So they'll kick you out to a long-term care facility or nursing home or rehab facility. And if you're not getting better, then they'll stop paying for it. But you're still there and you're still, paying maybe several hundreds, if not almost, not quite $1,000 a day, but most of those places are anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 a month.
Right.
So, yeah, then it's on to you to pay for those costs. So, again, that's one of those things is, how can you solve that problem? Long-term care insurance used to be a good thing, but, oh my gosh, I've had clients have 100% rate increases. You have plans that they bought 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so, yeah, it's really scary of how huge those costs are. And I think the scariest thing is the surviving spouse, the healthy spouse that may live for 20, 30 years after somebody had an illness. And maybe they burn through $300,000 to $500,000 of their assets. Well, they're not going to have quite the same retirement without that money there. So again, there are some great solutions that are more hybrid type ways to go about it to get you that long-term care protection, but not having to buy a long-term care policy. And so, again, that comes in with planning. And so, yeah, if you want to set the time down and say, okay, how can I get this some protection from long-term care without having to buy a long-term care insurance policy that's not guaranteed? I want something that's going to be there for me that I know is going to be there and not going to raise the rates. So there are options out there. So that's something we can help you with, and we can do it as part of the plan. Or if you just wanted to find out more about this option, either way, but just set up a phone call with us and we can kind of go over that there. Again, the phone number is 800-454-1184. And we'll spend 15, 30 minutes, whatever we need to kind of go over your issues and see if going to a second appointment would make sense or not. So again, give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, let's recap the biggest concerns that retirees have. Again, tell us what they are.
Well, definitely running out of money and, how am I going to get this income? And then is healthcare going to eat up everything and leave me with nothing? What are the choices you have? And, really, you got to have a plan. I mean, it sucks. It's one of those things where, it's like, how do you lose weight and get healthy? Well, you eat better and exercise. Okay, beyond that. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no magic pill yet to do it. Everybody's waiting for that one. And dang, that'll be a huge stock whenever somebody figures that one out. In the meantime, no, you got to do it the old fashioned way of, taking time and doing it. So when you're talking about financial planning and money, it's all about having that income plan, written income plan. and then figure out how your investments should be tied to create that income plan. What tax options are you doing? How are you going to lower your taxes for the rest of your life, not just this year? And then healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas we go over for people. Create that plan, show them what path they're on right now, and then say, hey, here's the way you should be changing things. It's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if that's something that you know, that you want to do and take action on, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, we're hitting the streets to ask what's on your minds about retirement. So stay with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar being held April 21st at 6 p.m. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, you know, I actually remember, you know, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And you know, in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, what, point something?
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
Yeah, for a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Like, well, yeah, get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had a, we like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University. And mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side to the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for, you know, rowing team. And they would throw parties, and we would, you know, I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
You know, we had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that. But we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But yeah, it'd be it was actually a good way to to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah.
And have a party. So, yep, yeah, that was kind of like what we were doing then. And obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. You know, that was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up and then they cool down. And, you know, and so that's why, you know, anytime you're in some sort of recession like we're in right now, you know, you have to figure out, okay, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little bit probably more bizarre than most, recessions, just because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, you know, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, you know, but the other thing is, you know, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. You know, a lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, you know, those were big. And you know, the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the, you know, the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because if you have to make sure you have a plan. You have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And, you know, it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you know, you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, you know, just that word you just used, plan, right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And you know, all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known, but we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, you know, if you've got a plan, you know, you've built up some money that's accessible, you've built up some money that's tax deferred, you've built up some money that's ideally tax free. You know, if you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, you know, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, you know, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, you know, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, you know, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. And so, you know, what you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, you know, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes. And Roth conversions before the end of this year is a critical thing to be looking at. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one. If you get laid off or end up in, you know, some sort of recessionary time, you know, what are your options there? And then lastly, you know, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, you know, we can do it. But let's just at least talk, and, you know, we can do it on the phone or in the Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier-to-understand conversation, and this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that are were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about should you be using an after-tax 401k. They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. You know, they're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So, you know, they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. You know, pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of, you know, 5, 6, 7% and not have as much risk. Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, you know, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3 to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So, again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. You know, he's an author as well, and we always tell you about his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open up our eyes to all the things available that are out there for each of us to have a remarkable retirement. So that's why he does this show every single weekend, too, to help you discover how you can worry less. Eric, you have a wealth success story for us today, and we always love to hear about something good that's happened with some retirees that you know of. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is a client of mine that's been a client for a while, and she was working high tech. She was divorced, a single mom. Her son's gone through college now and out on his own, and you know, she was living in Mountain View near Google and Facebook, so her house was insanely valued. And so she hadn't, you know, with the divorce and all that, she hadn't ever made like huge income. She was pretty much normal kind of income levels. You know, took another job in the public sector, and, you know, she's going to be working probably for another year or two, but that's all she wanted to do. And after she decided to sell her place, she paid cash for a condo actually downtown here, pretty close to my office. And the amazing part now is, you know, she doesn't have a mortgage payment, right? So she doesn't have to worry about that. She lives near a bunch of stuff that she can just walk to and enjoy. And, you know, she didn't move that far from, you know, where she was living before, but that by doing that sale, now she's freed up all this other cash to be able to do, you know, whatever she wants, right, in retirement. Yeah. So now she's all of a sudden being able to have that income and have that security. You know, we went through the foundational steady income and market-based monies and, you know, made sure that some of this money is guaranteed, that it can't go away. Some of that steady income that can turn on and start sending her checks every single month, and, you know, then having some still in the market. And, you know, so she's positioned for all sorts of things that can come at you down the road in retirement. But, you know, in terms of how much she needs to live on, I mean, the funny part is she was, you know, she's in a job where it's fairly tough, and she's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to just, you know, say call it quits, you know, if I get too annoyed or something. So, you know, it's not always, you don't have to have a ton of money, right? You just have to sometimes be a little bit more strategic. And if she just tried to live in that same house that she was in and live off just what she'd saved up, you know, she didn't probably have enough for sure. Again, that's something we want to be able to help you with. So if you wanted to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, where we look at all those things, look at where you're at today, and then tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things you might want to pay attention to. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.